Hey folks, we are live at Build 2014, and I'm Dan Fernandez, and we're here with Dominic. Dominic, why don't you show us what you're talking about, because you are actually a Build veteran.
Yes, I am. I was here in 2012 at the Build conference, and I participated in the hackathon with four other guys. We had Christian and Dave, Trung and Tony, and we basically killed ourselves over the course of the conference. But we managed to actually take first place in the Windows 8 category, and so obviously that was quite a big deal for us. But we didn't want to just leave it at that. Some of us have decided to take that forward and to try to see what we can do with it. And so the result is Incredible Memories.
Awesome. So for folks not familiar, what is Incredible Memories?
Incredible Memories is a new way to share photos and written messages, whether text or handwritten, and to bring those things all together into a very beautiful and sort of almost a produced, like a slideshow or an album. It's a little bit tough to describe because most people think in terms of the categories of things that they've already seen.
Right.
So, you know, people are familiar with photo albums. They're familiar with slideshows, things like Facebook, Flickr, these other things. And so it's a little bit like a lot of those things, but what it's really about is allowing people to take any device that they have and use that to create content, some sort of like photos. They can write messages. They can do this on a phone or on a tablet and have all of that stuff that they've been doing flow together into one place that's sort of centrally organized but sourced, you know, throughout everybody who's participating in the event.
So, you know, it is a hard thing to understand, so maybe we should just jump into the demo and kind of level set, because I think people, once they see it, they'll be like, oh my God, I want it.
So, well, we hope so.
So, now, this is in the store, so for people watching this video, they can actually download this today?
They can. We're happy to announce for the first time that the Incredible Memories app, both for the tablet and for the phone, is live.
Sweet.
This is a beta. I should just say that right off the bat. We're going to be doing some demoing, and we'll probably learn why we're still calling it a beta, but we hope that you'll be impressed.
Awesome. Cool. So right. what are we looking at here?
Okay, so this is the Incredible Memories tablet application, the home screen, and what you'll see here is a little bit of a explanation here on the side that gets people who aren't necessarily familiar with the hackathon or this video or other opportunities that they could have learned about it to get a sense for what this app is all about.
Okay.
And over here we have what we call events, and these usually would correspond to an actual event that would happen in person, or you know, something that that you know, it could be a graduation, it could be a birthday, could just be
a Microsoft Developer Conference.
It could be a Microsoft Developer Conference.
My sister's getting married soon. This would be a great application for it.
Well, we'll be sure to get you hooked up.
Sweet.
So so what we have here is a list of these events, and what an event is essentially it is like a at first glance, it's going to look like a photo album. So I'm going to just jump into one of these right now. This is a full screen photo, but as you can see, if I swipe in from the top, we have a number of different photos and pages here. And so like any other photo album, these things can span over multiple pages here. And we can have quite a variety of different layouts that you might find for your content. And so this is pretty good. You know, we've got, it moves quickly and the photos look beautiful. But
awesome.
This is really only just the very beginning. And that's why when we describe this and when we talk about it between ourselves, we're hesitant to call it an album because people think static. They think the thing is done. It's complete. You know, it's just a looking back.
It's kind of like an album meets Twitter. It's like a real-time view of everything going on. So everybody has a phone. They're able to submit images real-time.
Yep, exactly. That's exactly right. And so what does that actually look like? Well, we have the ability here to actually play back an event as it occurred, with the things occurring in order and with text and handwritten images, handwritten ink, sort of being drawn in real time,
right,
as if it were happening right there, right then and there. So this is bringing it more to like a slideshow combined with your gallery with the album view. So this is pretty good, but not only can we do this, but in a moment you're going to see that in this case, this is Christian's. These are Christian's photos. And what he's actually done is he's had a little bit of fun with it, and you will find that he has added some ink to this presentation. And so that'll animate in right now. Here we go.
Nice.
So these were, yeah, he liked to have a little bit of fun here. And that's one of the things that we would definitely encourage, you know? This isn't about doing things any one way. It's about doing things the way that you want to have it done.
I love that person in the back got horns. That's great.
Yeah, I don't actually know what the story is behind that. I'm not sure who that is. So these are some of my photos. And as you can see, if you notice, the full screen photo is actually not necessarily the same as the photo that's actually laid out on the page. So you get multiple views of a single thing as they come in.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've seen this, we've seen the playback mode. And what I'd like to show you next is why this is not just an after the fact sort of a view. I'd like to show you that it actually integrates with a phone version of the app, and that gives you a whole new way to interact with this. Something that I don't think that we've really seen in it with just about any other app. So let's switch over here to the phone.
Okay, so just we'll get some time, we'll just lay it straight, let the camera focus. Yeah, get some glare going off there.
Is that all right?
All right, that look good? Okay.
Okay, so this is the Incredible Memories phone app. And this is basically composed of three different sections on a hub. And the first one is the news feed.
Mm-hmm.
This is showing things laid out not in a spatial presentation as it is on the tablet. This is showing it in like a timeline view.
Sure.
And this goes across all of the events that a person is currently subscribed to. So obviously there could be many of these things, and so they can browse things this way. This also adds a social dimension because we can have ratings with a love it or a leave it, which allows somebody to sort of say, you know, yes, this is something I'm very interested in, or no, it's not.
Sure.
And also add their own comments. Now, I want to take a moment here to pause and to explain that this social dimension is not just sort of, you know, a checkbox that we're checking off. It's something that I think is going to be deeply integrated into the presentation as it's laid out. Because what we envision is there are going to be many people contributing to these things. And so the volume of data, of information, of the photos and the things that are coming in is going to be quite high.
Mm-hmm.
And so what this is this is going to be a way to surface the most relevant, the most interesting, the best photos and media that are attached to the event.
Awesome.
So this is going to be something that I think we are looking forward to doing really interesting things with as we move forward. So this is the newsfeed. I think that probably where things get the most interesting, though, is if I swipe over just one section, what we have here is actually a view of the camera. So you can see that I'm moving things around here.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And so if I come on over here and snap a photo of something here, so I'll just...
Maybe the nine guy.
We'll give a cameo to the nine guy.
Wonderful.
Here he is. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and take a picture. I'll show you what this is like as soon as I get back here. All right, so. So here we are. We're now, we've taken our photo, and now we have quite a number of options of things that we can do with it. So we can enter a caption for the photo, and that gives us the ability to say, you know, I'm just going to do a short one here. So CH9. All right. And then I can also do things like add filters to it. So sure. This gives us the ability to enhance it and you know, add levels to flip it to do some interesting, you know, vignetting and some other things. So I'll just do a color burst and go ahead with that. And then the second step is we can go ahead and tag it to certain events that we have subscribed to. Now in this case, the account I logged in to on the phone here has only one event. It happens to be a Build 2014 event. And so if I go ahead and check this box and say, you know, done, then this button here will, oops, I'm missing my target. This button down here, oops, sorry. I apparently am incapable of hitting the proper button there. So I just hit that, and now it brings me back to my camera thing so that I can take another photo pretty much right off the bat. There's no lag time between taking photos. So this keeps you in the event. It keeps you engaged with the thing that you're doing. And I think that is going to be really key for making sure that this is an addition and not a subtraction to the events that we're dealing with.
Very cool.
Now, once this has happened, this is going up to our data centers in Azure, and it's allowing us to sort of distribute that in real time to any of the other viewers that might be taking a look at this event. So if we just go and switch back to the tablet once.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and...
let's go to the tablet.
Yeah,
view.
If we can take a look at my screen here. I'm going to hop into the Build 2014 event. And what this is going to do is... now that I've got the event open, it's going to actually start synchronizing this thing. So the little spinny thing in the progress bar up at the top was indicating that it has synchronized. And if we pop over here, you're going to see that it will take the photo that we took of the nine guy, and it is now automatically inserted into our event. And with the network being what it is and... whatnot.
Awesome.
So there we are. Now, once we have it in our screen here, we can actually do a number of things with it. If I just tap on the screen, you'll see that we get our caption up at the top. I get some administrative capabilities down in the bottom right, and then I can do things like adjust the crop, you know, to whatever I want. So if I want to focus in on showing the context in the background, I can go ahead and do that, and it will lay out the thing again. Now, I want to emphasize that this is, in fact, real time. So if I come over here and if I can take a photo, if you don't mind, of the one and only Dan Fernandez.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and you're going to be immortalized in Incredible Memories fame for years to come. I'm going to go ahead and do the same thing that I just did. We don't need to show this. So what I did is I just did the same thing we just did, and now Dan is going to pop in here as soon as we pull this data down. You'll see that it is automatically rearranging the screen so that we always have the best possible view of whatever it is that we're looking at.
I'm pretty sure it's not the best possible view with me in it, but yeah, definitely makes sense. This is awesome.
So, and again, you know, now we see that because of how we had cropped the Channel 9 guy before, it's a little off-center, but we can always come in and adjust that. So we can zoom in and we'll get him and so he's front and center. And
Sweet. And
there we are. Now, one other thing that of course we can do, because this is you know, not just a photo album, it's not just a news feed, is I can come in, swipe from the top, I can change the layout of this page. So I'm gonna go ahead and choose this one so that Dan is not totally overwhelmed by the
thank you.
Channel 9 guy. We'll see that come in here. Oops, got a synchronization bug there. So I'm going to go ahead and just do that one more time. Choose this one. like I said, there are some beta quirks here. And if you don't mind, I'll just go ahead and
crop you out a little bit. Yeah, sure. Okay.
All right, and then what I can do is I can come over here and I'm gonna tap right on the pen button here.
Awesome.
And what I really wanna do is get a signature, get an autograph of the most important person in the room, which is, of course, the Channel 9 guy.
Oh, yeah!
What I mean is, that's Dan here. So if you don't mind, if you could...
Here, I'll just do I love... I'll just say build. I'll make it easy.
Yeah, sure.
So much fun.
Yep.
So
and
I
then
just
go
click...
Ahead. Yep, right in the center there. And
awesome.
That's done. It's now been committed, and everybody else who's seeing this would have that the same thing, and they'd see that animate right in as they're going. Now, one thing that I want to also point out is that that this presentation mode is not something that only is useful or only interesting after the event is done.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that I think we want to integrate into the experiences. So if you think about a wedding, for example, very often the bride and the groom will have a slideshow or some sort of a presentation that's rolling
in
the background as things are happening, maybe, you know, baby photos or you know, whatever it is, how they met.
And everybody at the event's taking pictures, but they're all on everybody's camera.
Exactly.
I never get to see the actual pictures taken by people.
Exactly. And
I'm
so,
looking at specific people and just never get to see their pictures.
Exactly. And that's really the thing that I think starts to make this be more more powerful than it might at first seem, is the fact that this is something that, again, is meant to be integrated into the event as it is happening. It's as it's going on, not in an obtrusive way, but
mm-hmm.
in something set, in such a way that people who are already there, already taking photos, can then also contribute that to something to the bride and groom. It's their event. It's something that they have access to. They'll have control over, and that is going to, I think, you know, be some really really special, you know, memory for them. And you know, that's sort of the genesis of the name Incredible Memories.
Awesome.
So what I want to just show here is if I just take one more picture, we're now on page one of like six or seven, but if I take a picture of anything here, we'll just maybe I'll do a selfie here, this see if I got it right. No, I didn't. Okay, this is going to be totally embarrassing. Oops. Okay, well, we will we'll do something a little easier. I'm just going
to
take another nine guy photo here.
I can take a picture of you. I can press the button if you want.
Could you could you do that for me?
Okay, God, I hope so.
All right.
Ready? One, two, and awesome.
Perfect. Okay, so now I'm just going to go ahead and insert myself into the event. And what, again, we're going to find is that this now, being live content, is going to take priority over the loop. And so in just a very, very small amount of time, as soon as this has had a chance to upload itself and to get integrated into the queue, we should see that rolling in and animating in on screen so that it becomes a part of the live presentation, even though it's only happened just moments ago. And here I am.
Awesome. Very cool. This is cool. You know, so many people, again, they're taking pictures, and we have no way to connect up. Everybody's sharing, but they're sharing in different places. Some people are using Instagram. Some people are using Facebook. Some people aren't on social at all. So having one unified way to share it, and really what you want to do is have it be in some sort of event, whether it's build or wedding or whatever. It's awesome. So I love this idea.
Well, thank you so much. We're really excited about it. As you can see rolling on the screen here, I've been using it here at Build to sort of record my own experiences here. I enjoyed the keynote,
yeah.
And it's been really exciting to sort of put this to use in a real context, like what it was designed for.
Very cool. So people that want to play with it, it's available in Windows Store and Windows Phone both today.
Yep, it is available in both places. If I had come prepared, I would have had something to show you here. We've actually do have some QR codes for this, but you can find us at our website, and that's at resnovasoft.com. And I think
say
we'll
that
have a page
one more time slowly.
Sorry, resnovasoft.com. Name of our company is Resnova Software LLC. So resnovasoft.com.
Perfect.
And we are, if you search for Incredible with a K, in either the Windows Store or the Windows Phone Store, our app should be right up there in the first couple of results.
Awesome. Very cool. All right, cool. Well, I really appreciate your time, Dominic, and this is cool. I'd love to see, and hopefully everybody watching will download the app and give you feedback.
Please do. And that's one thing I just want to emphasize there, in closing. We put very prominently on the front page here, we have a feedback button, and we want you to use it. This will go directly to our support email address, and we would love to hear from you.
Awesome. All right, well, thank you for your time, and everyone download the app. Thanks.
Thank you very much.